Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, October 12th. Happy Saturday. I'm imagining some of you just getting up with your coffee and being in God's Word. Others of you on a little mini vacation, wherever you went for this long holiday weekend. And some of you may be catching up a couple of days later. Wherever you find yourself, you are welcome here. We are finishing up a subsection about becoming a Christian, and today we're reading 2 Peter chapter 1. I haven't read 2 Peter in a long time, so I was trying to think about what is 2 Peter 1 about. And I used my friend ChatGPT to help me with some alliteration, and these are three words that we came up with. Faith, fruits, and firm foundation. So Peter is reminding the people to whom he is writing about their faith, that their salvation rests in Jesus Christ. And secondly, fruit comes from faith. So if we believe in Jesus as Lord, then our lives will start to look a little bit different. And Peter kind of goes through a progression of what that might look like. And then finally, he talks about the firm foundation of the truth that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's so neat because Peter was with the Lord. He walked with him. So in this passage, Peter mentions the foundation of the transfiguration where he saw and heard the voice of God saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And another foundation is the prophetic works that spoke of the Lord Christ, the Messiah who is to come. So here's our words, faith and fruit and firm foundation. And so as we read today, Lord, we pray that you would bolster our faith, that you would remind us of the fruit of the Spirit, and you would help us, Lord, in that way. And ultimately that you would encourage us by the firm foundation on which our faith is founded. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon be put aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain. And you will do well to pay attention to it, as to the light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I just want to pray through this passage a little bit using our three F words: faith, fruit, and firm foundation. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the grace and the peace that we have because of our knowledge of him as our Savior. And we pray that we can make every effort to add to our faith goodness and knowledge and self-control and perseverance and godliness, brotherly kindness and love. And we thank you, Lord, for the apostles and the prophets who wrote about our Lord Jesus so that we can have divine confirmation of who he is and that you love him and in him you are well pleased. Thank you for Peter and others who were eyewitnesses to the majesty of Jesus Christ. And help us today to be eyewitnesses to his majesty in our lives as well, through the workings of your Holy Spirit. And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.